how I cured my psychosis. To save money, I stopped eating, but then I got sick, so I had to go to the hospital. The doctor listened to my heart and told me that it sounded like I was depressed, so I had to go see a psychotherapist. The therapist asked, "What brings you in today?" "I can't pay my rent, so I stopped eating, and that's why I'm depressed," I said. The therapist told me she would help me find a job. "I have a job, but I don't want a job. I want to write poetry, and that's why I'm depressed," I said. The therapist told me that there are plenty of women who write poetry and have jobs. "I'm not a woman. I'm a man," I said. "But everyone thinks I'm a woman because I have a vagina, and that's why I'm depressed," I said. The therapist told me that having a vagina is not a good reason to be depressed or to stop eating. "You are not depressed," the therapist said. "You are psychotic." The therapist wrote me a prescription for antipsychotic medicine, so I had to go to the pharmacy. The pharmacist asked, "What brings you in today?" "I'm psychotic, and I have a prescription for antipsychotic medicine," I said. The pharmacist told me the price. "I can't afford that," I said. The pharmacist told me that if I couldn't pay for the medicine, I didn't have to take it. "What if I'm psychotic?" I asked. The pharmacist told me that if I was psychotic, I would pay for my medicine so that I could get better. "Besides," the pharmacist said, "you can't take this medicine on an empty stomach." So I had to go home, and you'll be happy to know that I'm still off the medication to this day.